Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 20th to the 26th, 2011. Israeli attacks this week targeting Gaza leave 7 Palestinians dead. Meanwhile, the U.S. mounts pressure to drop the state bid at the UN slated for September. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Protests on Friday were reported in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, in addition to Al-Ma'sara in the south. This week, protests were in solidarity with Gaza and marking the International Day of Jerusalem. One child and a man were injured when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest organized at the southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'sara. Israeli troops also attacked anti-wall protesters in central West Bank villages. In Bil'in village, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers fired tear gas at villagers and their international and Israeli supporters. In the nearby village of Na'lin, villagers marched along with their international and Israeli supporters. As soon as people reached the wall built on villagers' lands, troops fired tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. As the UN General Assembly Convention nears, U.S. pressured the Palestinian Authority not to request an international recognition of an independent Palestinian state. IMEMC's George Shmawi has the story.
The United States will stop all financial aid to the Palestinians if they insist on requesting an international recognition of an independent Palestinian state on the borders of June 4, 1967, said the U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, Daniel Rubinstein. Rubinstein told Chief Palestinian Negotiator Dr. Saeb Erekat that the U.S. would veto a U.N. Security Council resolution on this matter. Erekat urged the U.S. to reconsider its position regarding the Palestinian statehood, saying it is essential for the peace process to support the Palestinian statehood request in September. On the other hand, international law expert Guy Goodwin-Gill said that the September bid of statehood threatens Palestinian rights. Gill, a professor of international law at Oxford, said in a 7-page legal opinion on the September bid that if the bid succeeds, UN representation of the Palestinian people would shift from the Global Palestinian Liberation Organization, currently recognized as the sole and legitimate representative of all Palestinians around the world, to the envoy of a state based in the West Bank and Gaza. Gill adds in his document that millions of Palestinian refugees who live in diaspora could be accidentally disenfranchised. In the meantime, tension between Israel and Egypt has escalated after Israeli military killed 4 Egyptian soldiers during a cross-border pursuit of fighters who carried out a coordinated deadly attack against Israelis last week. Egypt requested an official, strong and clear apology from Israel, who failed to do so. Thousands of Egyptian protesters surrounded the Israeli embassy in Cairo and replaced the Israeli flag on the embassy with a Palestinian one and demanded the Egyptian government to expel the Israeli ambassador. Protesters had also demanded Egypt to sever all relations with Israel and to cancel the peace agreement with Israel known as Camp David, signed in 1979. The agreement put strong limitations on Egyptian military presence on the borders with Israel. Series of meetings had already started between Egypt and Israel and had already agreed in principle to boost Egyptian military presence in the Sinai Desert. The godfather of the Camp David Agreement, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, expressed concern over hints to cancel the Camp David Agreement and held Israel responsible. For IMEMC.org, this is George Schmel.
This week, Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip left 7 Palestinians dead. Moreover, during the week, the Israeli army conducted at least 27 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, during which they arrested 77 Palestinian civilians. Most of the detainees were arrested from the southern West Bank city of Hebron. IMEMC's Carmen Rodriguez with the details.
In the recent Israeli escalation on Gaza, the Israeli military launched at least 41 airstrikes against targets in the Gaza Strip. They destroyed or damaged a number of civilian buildings and 6 training sites of Palestinian resistance groups. On Saturday, August 20th, 7 Palestinians, including a woman and a child, were wounded by Israeli attacks targeting the Gaza Strip towns of Rafah, Jabalia, as well as Gaza City. On Sunday, August 21st, an Israeli drone attacked a number of Palestinian activists who launched a homemade rocket into Israeli towns near Al-Shaima School in the north of Beit Lahia town in the northern Gaza Strip. As a result, Haitham Ahmed Marouf, 13, who was on his father's land, was seriously wounded and sharpened through the body. On Wednesday, August 24th, the Israeli army extrajudicially executed a leader of the Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad in Rafah. A passing child was wounded. On the same day, Israeli troops killed a farmer in Alboreit refugee camp. They also killed a resistance activist in Gaza City. On the same day, a worker was killed and 4 others were wounded when Israeli jet fighters bombarded a tunnel in the town Rafah at the borders with Egypt. In the West Bank, Israeli invasions were focused this week on Bethlehem and Hebron, southern West Bank. At least 43 Palestinians were arrested during a search campaign in Hebron. The arrested were mostly members and activists of Hamas, including a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, 2 journalists, some academics, and members of charitable associations. For IMEMC.org, this is Carmen Rodriguez.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This report was brought to you by Hassan Barnoura and Hossam Kassis.